Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arault. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Full-fledged Hawaiian Friday, as always, guys rocking out with the Hawaiian shirts. You're wearing one from back in your days with the Carolina Mudcats, their Copa identity. How fun is it to see guys get loose a little bit and kind of wear out the Hawaiian shirts?
Oh, you got to love it. Just carrying on the tradition. Keston Hiura back in the day, you know, he always wore them to the yard. We started doing it, and thanks to Jonah Mergen for sending this shirt up to me from Carolina.
There's been a lot of fight from this team the last few nights, a couple of late comebacks. How good has that been to see this team fight down to the wire the last couple of days?
Oh, all season long. I mean, these guys, they're not going to give up. It was great to, we were down, I think, 4-1 in the ninth, put up three, had a chance with the runner on third, nobody out, but couldn't get it done. You know, we just got to do a better job with runners in scoring position, knocking those guys in.
On the development side of things, it seems like every other game it has been a one or two run game this season. How much has that helped guys develop playing in those late close games this year?
I think it's great. Whenever the game's on the line, especially extra innings and then towards the end of a season when games are, you're in a playoff race, all those things, you know, true character comes out when the heat's on the line.
And yet, it's been a couple of tough games this series, but it's been up against one of the best teams at the AA level record-wise in the Barons. How much confidence does that give the clubhouse being in those close situations late?
Oh, I know these guys feel like we feel like we have a chance every night to win ball games. But, tip our hat the last couple nights to those guys. They had some good at-bats late, putting up five runs in the 10th inning against us two nights ago. That was a tough one. But, like I said, we feel like we can win every ball game.
The bullpen has put you guys in a great spot to win those ball games, especially last night. Caleb Bowman, 3 1/3 scoreless. Sam Gardner, 3 scoreless innings. How important has it been to you to see guys getting length out of that bullpen?
Oh, huge. Just being able to, show versatility, it only increases their value, when they get up to AAA and hopefully some of them in the big leagues. I mean, showing they can go multiple innings.
Well, Sam Gardner and Caleb Bowman, both guys the Brewers signed out of independent ball. How much does that really emphasize the scouting department of this organization, having those guys compete in a big way at the AA level, coming from everywhere but being drafted?
Oh, it's great. Our scouts, amateur guys, pro guys, all of them doing a great job. As a matter of fact, we had Brian Gale in town for the last 3-4 days. He came in for a little pre-draft workout, and he's one of our guys, scouring those independent leagues and bringing guys in, and all the guys that I've managed through the years he's brought in, they've done a heck of a job.
How much do you enjoy managing guys from a number of different backgrounds? This team, you have guys who were drafted, you have guys who were traded over to the organization, international free agents, guys who were signed out of indie ball, and even some undrafted free agents.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me where they're from as long as they're going out there giving it their all and working hard to get outs on the mound and get their knocks and help the team win at the plate.
Bradley Blaylock got called up to the big leagues at the tail end of last series officially on Monday. How incredible of a moment was that to get to tell him the news?
Oh, it was awesome. It was too bad it wasn't in person. I was actually driving home. I told Will to make sure he was on the same bus as Blaylock. We thought it could go down, but I FaceTimed Bradley and talked to him about it, and I think both of us got a little teary-eyed. I was really happy for him. Brought back memories of my call up and talking to my manager, and it was really cool to tell him he was going to the show.
Was that the first time you've ever been able to do that?
Yeah, I had a guy, Alex Hall, went up to the big leagues when I was in Wisconsin. I had COVID, so I missed out on that one. Had another guy that was an almost in the big leagues, depending on what went down, would have been an emergency. Joey Matulovich. We've had guys that, go up just in case on occasion. But, that was probably the first official one.
Well, you mentioned that it brought back memories of when you got called up to the big leagues. What was that like?
Oh, incredible. A guy named Bill Fisher, our pitching coach in Richmond, Virginia, he started yelling at me. I was on the line warming up for the game, just warming up the pitcher. He's screaming at me, "Get inside, you're not playing today." And I'm like, man, what the heck is going on? Well, little did I know he was following in behind me. And Bill Dancy told me I was going up to the big league. He said, "I'm not catching tonight. You're going to Chicago. You're going to be in the show." But that was pretty cool.
Brock Wilken has been getting real hot this series. A big home run a couple nights ago. 5-for-14 this week. How nice has it been to see from him to continue to put together good at-bats after coming back, getting hit in the face at this point just over a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, getting back here this quick, the recovery, everything incredible, and having a guy like that back in the lineup is great. I mean, it's good to see him. He looks comfortable in the box, been making plays on defense, and it's good to see him, that bat heating up.
I know the guys in the clubhouse are excited. The camo hats today, the beach chickens tomorrow. How excited are you with all the different hats and identities you got going on this weekend?
I love it. I think it's great, man. Just mixing it up, having a little flow going. You know, I really love the camo. I'm looking forward to being a beach chicken tomorrow.
Well, and I know you're big on the sneaker side of things. You got any special kicks for the weekend planned out?
I got some new Balance from Jacob Mizorowski, the camo New Balance. Also, got some Grandpa New Balance he gave me. They got the little blue N on there. If I can rock those with some jeans off the field, it'll be sweet kicks.
Well, there we go. Thanks so much, Skip, as always.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Barons coming up next.